The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
Before the end of the message, something must change in your life. We are not going to go back the same way we came. We must lay hold on solution. We must lay hold on the blessings of eternal life. Something is already happening, and something good is already happening for people. Can I hear an amen, an amen, an amen? The title of today's message is Empowerment to Deliver. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Empowerment to deliver. Would you kindly turn with me in your Bibles to the book of, is it 2 Kings chapter 19? 2 Kings chapter 19. Our main verse will be 3, but let's start from 1. We may read beyond 3. And it came to pass when that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priest covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this is a day of trouble and of rebuke and of blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, but there's no strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God had heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say unto your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh, that will be verse 8, so Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, and for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he heard say of Tehaka, king of Ethiopia, behold, he is come out to fight against thee. And he sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom thou trusted deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly, and shall thou be delivered? Verse 12. Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Rezif and the children of Eden which were in Thilasa? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Appar, the king of the city of Sepharvaim, of Hena and Iva? And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear upon. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see. And hear the words of the Sennacherib, which he has sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods, but the works of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Now listen to the answer of Isaiah that he brought to Hezekiah. In fact, it was the answer of God through Isaiah. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against the Chenacerib and Assyria, I have heard. This is the word of the Lord, or this is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin of the daughter of Zion had despised thee, and loved thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom have thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thy eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? By thy messengers thou hast reproached the Lord and hast said, With the multitude of my chariots I am come up to the height of the mountains and to the sides of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof and the choice of fair trees thereof, and I will enter into the lodgings of his borders and into the forest of his camel. I have digged and drunk strange waters, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of the besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago I have done it, and the ancient times I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste the fenced cities into ruinous heaps? Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, as the green herb, and as the grass on top of housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode and thy going out and thy coming in, thy rage against me, because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into my ears. Therefore I will put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest. And this shall be the sign unto thee: ye shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves, and in the second year that which springeth out of the same, and in the third year sow ye and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet take root downward and bear fruit upward. Now verse 31. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of the Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, shall do it. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into the city, saith the Lord. For I will defend the city to save it, for my own sake and for my servant's sake. Say a big amen to the reading of the word. I thought I was going to read a few verses, but I thought you must hear the word. So we go back to the title, Empowerment to Deliver. The word deliver suggests that there is an assignment, there's a task There's an objective to accomplish. There is something to be done and to be done well so that the outcomes will be pleasing. When a pregnant woman goes to the hospital and her term is due and she's experiencing the pangs of labor pains, we anticipate that when she gets there, she must deliver. In other words, can I hear an amen? The assignment must be well accomplished. In other words, the task must be well finished and the objective must be properly secured. The word empowerment has to do with giving power or authority to somebody to do something. Giving power or authority to somebody in order to do something. In a way, it's a type of delegated authority. The power that the person didn't have previously, the authority that the person didn't have previously, somehow by God's grace, this is transferred to the person, and the person is put in a certain disposition that he or she can act and act to deliver well. Secondly, empowerment means to make stronger and more confident. That suggests that the person could have been weaker before and probably may have lost some confidence and is not sure about the outcomes. But when you empower someone, you make the person stronger and you make the person more confident to deliver. Now, thirdly, empowerment means being confident in your ability to make and execute decisions. Being confident in your ability to make and execute decisions. You remember in the Psalms, the Bible says that the house of Ephraim were armed. They were armed with everything they needed. They were armed literally to the teeth. But the Bible says in the day of battle, they turned their backs and they ran away. In this empowerment, you are confident in your abilities, what has been given to you. And in our situation, by God. And this ability enables you to execute. It enables you to deliver. It enables you to work out the purposes. The text we read is about Judah. I may be using the name Israel and Judah interchangeably, but the more appropriate expression is Judah. Judah was in Jerusalem. One day when they woke up, they realized that they had been attacked. They were being attacked and by a group of Assyrians. The Assyrian army had come to pitch their tent where Israel was lodging. And this message was brought to the hearing of King Hezekiah. So as soon as Hezekiah heard that, the first thing he did was to enter into the temple. But before then, the Bible says he rent his clothes and covered himself in sackcloth and to present himself in the presence of God in a state of mourning. In other words, he presented himself with humility to present the matter before God so that God will hear their prayer and do something about it. Otherwise, this nation, Assyria, will overrun them. So verse 1 was the first occasion that Hezekiah entered into the temple. In this same passage, in verse 14, Hezekiah entered the temple again. So two times in this passage did Hezekiah enter the temple. The first time when he heard it, he entered it in sackcloth and ashes. And then the second time, they brought him a letter from the leader of the Assyrians who was called the Sennacherib. So when he received that letter meant that there was trouble. That letter meant that the Assyrians were coming against them. That letter meant that things were not fine for Israel. And Hezekiah, knowing that at that time they were not in a good disposition, a good state of preparedness to fight the battle, he knew in a way they were weak. So he decided to call upon God and to see what God would do. Can I hear an amen? So let's go back to verse 1 and verse 2. When Hezekiah heard that the Assyrians had gathered and he entered the temple to pray unto God, verse 2, he sent a group of persons to go and tell the prophet Isaiah what was befalling them. So he sent a group of persons. He sent Eliakim, he sent Shebna the scribe, and sent some of the elders of the priest, and they were covered in sackcloth, and to the son of Amos, whose name was Isaiah. Now Hezekiah gave them a message. Hezekiah the king gave them a message, and that was the summary of the circumstances in which they were. And that is found in verse number 3. And we can categorize it into three parts. So let's read it again. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and a day of rebuke and blasphemy. For the children are come to the birth, but there is no strength to bring forth. So let's pick them one after the other. The first thing that Hezekiah speaks about to be told Isaiah was that it was a day of trouble. It was a day of trouble. What is a day of trouble? In the original, that expression day of trouble simply means a day of distress. To be in a distress means to be in a tight corner. To be in a situation where you don't have it. For instance, you have been told that the school fees of your ward must be sent before Friday, close of day. And as at about 4 p.m., the money has not arrived. You will find that you will not be yourself because you are in a tight corner. You know that your ward will not be permitted to write the paper because you are in a tight corner. So there are other examples we can use where you need to have an intervention before a certain time. And it's as if the thing is not coming and time is approaching very fast and things will not be too well for you. So it's a day of distress. It's a day of being in a tight corner. Why? Because the Assyrians came to pitch their tent against them unexpectedly through a challenge when Israel was not ready. I want you to know, as a child of God, you must be ready. I know you cannot be ready at all times, but for majority of the situations, you must be ready. Your state of readiness is determined by your ability to keep praying ahead of time, so that when the time comes, you will not be found wanting. Can I hear an amen? So you will have the confidence, you will have the faith, you will have the hope, and you have the belief that God will deliver you from this one too. Number two, Hezekiah called it a day of rebuke. Why? Why was it so called? Apparently, Israel had dishonored the Lord and deviated from his covenant. Instead of placing their confidence in the Most High God, they had placed it in Egypt. When you read Isaiah chapter 20, verse 5, Isaiah 20 verse 5, He says, those who trusted in Cush, Cush refers to the black race, and put their trust in Egypt, will be dismayed and put in shame. In a nutshell, those who trust in Egypt will be dismayed. They'll be negatively surprised. They'll be dismayed and they'll be put to shame. They'll be reproached. So God was not pleased with Judah putting their confidence in another country so that that country would defend them in the event of any battle. I want you to know that God that we are serving is a jealous God. And that God does not want you to put your confidence in any other except He, the Most High God. Can I hear an amen? The Bible says that they that put their trust in men is a curse. Because they may do it for you at one time, and they may probably not be able to do it for you at another time. Those who put their trust in idols, the Bible says they will be wiped away, because they may not be able to deliver on all that you have put your confidence in. Similarly, I say softly, those that put their trust in political parties, oh, say amen. In care about for Oshiki, no Oshiki na about for ne. 1 year me, he called Yame washing lay me by him. But I knew how fun she care. Those that put their trust in any other thing, in wood, in rivers, those that put their trust in idols. Sometimes somebody is a Christian, and then someone else is sick in the house for a long time, and they don't know what to do. Then they say, let us go and contact this person. The best thing to do was to do what Hezekiah did in verse 1. He entered the temple in sackcloth and ashes, and he sought the face of God, and he knew that he had to send some emissaries into the camp of Isaiah. I want everybody to clap to God's glory. Thank you. This thing of you putting your trust in God at the beginning and later taking out your trust to put in other things, be careful. If you're a parent, you would trigger a curse over the family, and it could travel from your generation to another generation. If God cannot do it for me, forget it. Then it means it's time for me to go. But as long as he liveth, oh, Masuka Taya Kataya, and his ears are not shut to the prayer of the righteous, neither are his arms shut. Whenever I call upon him, he will hear. And that's what you have to tell yourself, that it's another day, and when you call upon him, his mercies will prevail for you. He will grant you grace and make interventions for you, and he will deliver you from any impending danger or doom. Can I hear a big shout? I said, today you are preaching with me. So don't joke with God. For somebody to give you something to put under your pillow, for somebody to give you something to put under your bed, be careful when you are doing those things. The word of God is the most powerful thing in the world. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. If the word cannot work for you, then nothing else will work. So you have to believe the word as if it's your last bus stop, as if that was the last train that will move from where you are. God will do it. He will show up when you don't expect it. He will come right on time. It may be the 90th minute of that football game, and God may add an extra time. Can I hear an amen from somebody? So sometimes some people go and put their trust in some young men and believe that if I make him impregnate me, he will look after me. You lie. He will impregnate you very nicely. Your tummy will become a mighty protuberance. But when this delivery is done, you will smell pepper. Don't put your confidence in any other thing other than the word of God. Sometimes some pastors put their confidence in businessmen and they stop praying. Every second they will call the businessman. Every day they will not pray. But God says his house shall be a house of prayer. Oh, shout amen. His house shall be a house of prayer. So, the day of rebuke, what does it mean? It means a day of punishment, chastisement, a day of correction, and a day of refutation. Refutation means a day where God was telling them that, look, move from idol worship. Otherwise, I'll bring worse things upon you. So we said the first one Hezekiah talked about was the day of trouble, a day of distress. Number two, a day of rebuke, which is a day of chastisement or a day of correction. Then the third one that he spoke about is a day of blasphemy. A day of blasphemy. You know, it was a day when the Assyrians came, they were bold because they trusted their God. They had a catalog of nations that had fallen down to them. They had fought and defeated the nations, and the nations were no match to them. So they were telling Israel that, get ready, you are the next in line to fall to us. And sometimes when you look at your family and you find that the same thing with which it killed your uncle is the same thing with which it killed your auntie, and the same thing with which the enemy destroyed your cousin, and same thing with which it destroyed the sibling, and as if it is coming down gradually and closing in on you, and something begins to whisper to your mind that you are the next in line for destruction by the devil. I want you to know you are not the next in line. You will never be the next in line. It will just exist in the imagination of the devil, and it will get rotting in his head. It will be, I'm not hearing an amen. He may conceive it in his evil womb of his imagination, but he will miscarry and he will never be able to execute that. It was a good place to say an amen, because I'm declaring the word of God over your life. So the Sennacherib, the leader of the Assyrian army or country, said that the other nations have fallen to them, and that Israel was not going to be exempted. That Israel will surely fall, and that they think they have a God who can deliver them, but their God will not be able to deliver them. So this man spoke reproachfully, shamefully, and questioned Yahweh's ability to deliver Israel. In other words, what he was doing was an embarrassment, a shame to the God of Israel, Yahweh. So, what is the day of blasphemy? In the original, it means the day of humiliation, a day of disgrace, and a day of being treated with contempt. A day of blasphemy is a day of humiliation, a day of disgrace, and a day of contempt. One of the things I like about Hezekiah is that he analyzed the situation well and admitted the circumstances in which they were. He knew that where they were in trouble. He didn't make that as a negative confession somewhere else, but he spoke these words before God. And then while he was doing that, he also acknowledged, if you read further, that the nations with the Sennacherib and his men are defeated. Their gods were nothing. That their gods were made of stone and wood. And their gods could easily be burnt with fire. I dare add that their gods can be carried away by a flood. Their gods, which are wood, can be destroyed by lightning. Oh, come on, I didn't hear an amen. There could be thundering that will make the people who serve those gods run away from their God. But our God is inside us. Wherever we go, our God goes with us. His greatness does not diminish wherever we travel. As long as we meditate on him and commune with him on daily basis. So it was a day of disgrace that this ordinary human being like the Sennacherib will stand before the God of Judah and speak against his integrity and power and look down upon that God with contempt and say that how can that God deliver them from this impending trouble. So Hezekiah in verse 3, when he sent the men to Isaiah, he had acknowledged that the children had come to birth and there is no strength to bring forth. Let me read it properly. The children are come to their birth, a particular situation, and there is no strength to bring forth. Like I said, one of the saddest things is for a woman whose term is due to appear in the labor ward, and when she's being encouraged by the midwives to push, she has no strength to push. In other words, the baby may overstay in the birth canal. And there are some consequences. That's why you will have the doctors and the gynecologists making intervention to do a cesarean session for such women. So Israel was now experiencing serious crisis, unprecedented crisis, crisis that had not happened to them before under the leadership of Hezekiah. And they had come to the place where they should have had strength to resist. But they had no strength. There was no strength in them to resist the oppressor, to resist the nation that wanted to take them as slaves and to rule over them with iron hands. Hezekiah and his men had no strength to stand on their feet and do battle, eyeball to eyeball and toe to toe. They had no strength. What they needed was a miraculous intervention. And today, I declare that you will have one before you leave here. They needed salvation, but a miraculous salvation. They looked to their right, they couldn't find it. To their left, they couldn't find it. They looked behind them, they couldn't find it. But when they looked up, they saw God. And they realized that God was greater than their situation. God was greater than their crisis. God was greater than the Sennacherib and the Assyrians, and they are bragging and they are boasting, and the letters that they had sent to him threatening and intimidating that they were coming. And Isaiah said, we have no one to defend us except the Most High God. In order to have this victory, and in order to have the salvation, they needed to be empowered. Judah needed to be empowered for victory. Otherwise, they could easily be destroyed by the enemy. We said empowerment simply means to give power or authority to someone to do something, which is a type of delegated authority. We also said empowerment means to make stronger and more confident. So here you will notice that Israel felt weak. They didn't feel confident enough that they could tackle the matter. And whenever you get into such a situation, don't feel hopeless and helpless. Remember, there is help beyond. There is a power that is greater than your power. And there is the power that is greater than the crisis. And if you will reach out to God in faith, you will see his hand in your life. Oh, shout a better amen. So the message was simple, that God will cause the Sennacherib to hear a news. That is Isaiah's response from the Lord. He will cause the Sennacherib to hear a news, and this news will make him withdraw his army from where they had pitched against Israel. And they will go back to their own country to have to fight this battle. It was against this backdrop that Isaiah prophesied that they will not enter your gates. Today I'm speaking to you. Oh, come on. If you are smart, your amen could be bigger. I said the enemy will not enter your gates. The enemy will not enter your community. The enemy will not enter your household. He will not enter your extended family. God is going to stop the enemy at the gates. He's going to make the enemy hear an evil news. Oh, back home, and the enemy is going to turn around, and you are no longer going to be his target. But the enemy will have another target, and you will be free. You will not throw an arrow. You will not release an arrow from a bow. You will not have to lift a knife, and you will not have to shoot a gun. But God, by supernatural intervention, will create some uncertain conditions for your enemy, and it will redirect them to leave you and to go away. Have you forgotten that the prophet of God, when he was surrounded by the enemies and his servant woke up and saw the enemies, he came back and said, alas, we are dead. I say, you are not dead. You will not die before your time. The way God has prophesied your death is not what Satan intends to do for you. Can I hear an amen? You will live into a good old age. And at that age, he will let you know when you are going, so that you will prophesy to the rest of the family what is going to befall them. Can I hear a solid amen? Can I hear an amen? I said, in the name of Jesus Christ. They will not enter your life. They will not enter your life. They will not plant that disease in your life. If they have already, I cast it out.
by the finger of God. I destroy it. I command a repair and a restoration in your spinal column, in your ear. I command that tumor and growth to disappear. Oh, Masundara Bashaya, your throat shall not suffer any cancer or evil infection. I declare in the name of Jesus, your knees shall not be weak, they shall be stronger. Oh, Masundiribikaya, may God touch your eyes that it will miraculously restore your sight. May you see better and better and better by the power of God in the name of Jesus. I declare, may your lungs not be choked and may your lungs not be clogged, but may God clear the passage that you can breathe very well, and your level of oxygenation shall be the highest in the name of Jesus. Your liver shall not malfunction. Ah, Masunda Rabakia, I rebuke the sickness, I rebuke the sleeplessness, I rebuke the negative condition and the fear from your life, for the enemy shall not come into your borders. Your gates are shut against the enemy. Enemy, we say, go away and come again no more. Shout amen and put your hands together, somebody. Oh, I like that shout. May God hear your cry. May God answer your prayers. May God give you a divine intervention, a supernatural intervention in the name of Jesus Christ. They said they have killed others, and now it's your turn to die. I declare, like Hezekiah, God will not make you die, but God will turn your situation around and add many more years to your years. Some of you will live to 95. Some of you will live to 90. Some of you will live to 80, 85. Some of you are there already. May God strengthen your body. May God anoint you with power and empower you. For somebody to have a mental problem, it means they are getting mentally weak. May God revive the strength in your psychological part. For somebody not to be able to handle some issues financially, it means the finances are not adequate. But I declare to you, you will pay for that land. You will start the project. The project that you have started, I say you will finish. I say you will finish. You will finance the education of your children. Be empowered. Be empowered to rent a place for yourself. Be empowered to have the capital for the business. I say be empowered. Your shop will not be empty. Your business will not run aground. May God provide for you. May He empower you with a purchasing power that you will not be buying on credit any longer, but you will pay because you know there's a ready market front. Come on, shout amen. Shout amen. Receive empowerment. I say receive empowerment. How was Judah empowered? Isaiah sent some emissaries. Hezekiah, the names are too many. Sent a delegation to the house of Isaiah. After having entered the temple, Isaiah saw the face of God and gave him a feedback. In fact, Isaiah even didn't need to come. So that's why he sent a scribe. One of them, the scribes, they write. So that he will not miss the word of God. There is a time for you to write the word. And store the word. And listen to the word again. So you don't miss it. Shout amen to God's glory. So how was Israel empowered? They were empowered by the word of God. Simple. Isaiah didn't send them any calico. He didn't know. He didn't kill a goat and say some gibberish, unintelligible things. Isaiah didn't have to do anything like that. He said, go back and tell your master that they shall not enter the gates. Can I hear an amen? For they shall hear a rumor, and they will have to withdraw the army and go back to where they came. Can I hear an amen? He said, the same way they came, that same way they will go back. The same way the enemy came to attack you with that ailment and with that negative condition, may they withdraw and go back on the same way, defeated, disgraced, destroyed, and disempowered in Jesus' name. Then I like some of the prayers that Isaiah prayed. And it was part of the prophecy. He said, the people that you see, the enemies, they shall be like herbs. In my mind, you, for simplicity, let me say that Isaiah was saying that they will be like spring onions. He said, spring onions, you can take the leaf, the shoot, and break it off. It is so flexible that is easy to grind. And God says that thing that is like a mountain, like a demonic strong man against you for which you cannot handle, I, the Lord, I'm going to make them look like herbs. May your enemy look like herbs. Oh, may they look as weak as the tomato plant. Oh, you are not getting what I'm saying. Your enemies have been disempowered. They are becoming like herbs. Like Ujima. Some people think I don't know how to cook. Let me just go for it. Number two. Isaiah says they will be like grass on top of the roof. Now, anything on top of a roof means that it has no foundation. It will not last. The wind will blow against it, and then it will be finished. I'm talking from verse 26. It will be like grass on top, on a housetop. I declare that grass on top of a housetop, when the sun shines, it will scorch it. Can I hear an amen? It will not have root. So the attack will not last. The attack will wither away. The attack is just a 9-day wonder. The attack will dissipate. The attack will disappear. You will get up one day and you will not find the attack, because the Assyrians would have left. Shout amen, somebody. The third thing that the enemies were described as was that they'll be as corn blasted before it was grown up. They will be as corn. You know, when the corn is growing, the cob is covered completely by the leaves. Completely. But there are certain times that something happens, and somehow it's as if the corn blasts and opens the leaves. So you find that it is on the stalk, but it is exposed. And when it's exposed, birds can pick it. God is saying that they were destroyed before they started to attack. Oh, I'm saying your enemies shall blast like corn in the wind. They shall blast. The power of God's word shall make them explode. And they shall be destroyed. And they shall not be able to do anything. Oh, today I thought I would get the loudest clap, biggest shout. Hey, the things I'm saying, they are serious. So, oh.
It was in verse 33 that God says they will not be able to come into the city. For God says, I will defend the city and I will save it. Oh, I said, God says he will defend you. God says he will defend you and he will save you. He will defend you from the multitude of demonic attacks. God will defend you. They will not enter your city. Homosexuality will not enter the city by the power of God. Transgenderism will not enter the city. We shut the city. We shut the gates of the country against them. Poverty is cast out, and we shut the gates against them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So Isaiah said, look, these are the things that are going to happen to your enemy. Then I like verse 35. The Bible says, that night, the angel of the Lord went out into the camp of the Assyrians and slew 186,000 persons of the Assyrian army. And the Bible says, in the morning, the whole place was littered with dead bodies, 186,000. Eish! What graves are you going to dig? And how are you going to bury them? In one small community. I have good news for you. When the enemy, as a strong man, seems stronger than your current situation, and you call upon God, he will send his word. He will send his word. He will send his word. God told Hezekiah in another battle, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Oh, can I hear an amen? He says, you will not need to throw a punch, but just organize the army and let them sing, because he's good and his mercies endure it forever. There is a certain victory in praise for which you must intentionally and deliberately praise God. I'm asking you to praise God right now. Misoyo brosh telerebekia. Come on, praise God. Don't be gentle about it. Let yourself go in the Holy Ghost power. Ah, there's a certain victory, supernatural victory, that is coming to you by reason of praise. Moses said, the enemies that you see today, God told him, you will see them no more forever. Can you shout, rejoice in the power of God that is at work for you, but to will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh, I wish you could. Look, this is, Hezekiah said, this is a day of trouble. And he said that this is a day of what? Reproach. A day of blasphemy and a day of reproach. But now God is turning it around. And he's raising one mighty angel. One mighty angel of his. That the assignment that the army of Israel could not do, this mighty angel will go and complete the assignment. One angel, when everybody was asleep, when the people in Israel were asleep, except probably a few of the army who were away, that night, tonight I declare, the angel of the Lord will be sent into your community, into this nation. The angel of the Lord will be sent into your nation. Your community will be sent into your household. And I declare the angel of God will destroy the armies of the Assyrians, will destroy the witches and the wizards, and the powers of the occult, in the name of Jesus Christ.
You will not need to throw a punch, nor will you need to set your arrow in the bow. You will not need to do anything, but God who has begun with you, you will just lift up your voice. Imia saya break a tire, ayibia selerebe kiss to your bro, and God will raise the hand. He will raise his power. He will raise his power. Ayinderebe shalarababa, imondiri bekaya bros tekataya. Can you lift up your voice? I see the Lord. About to send his angels. He will send his angels that while you are here, he will send them to the location. He will send them to the location where you desire. He will send them to your workplace. He will send them to that business center. He will send them to your house. He will send them to every member of your extended family. May the Lord send his mighty angel that they will execute vengeance. Execute vengeance against them who have risen against you and intend to torment you. Ah, Yababandiri Bishaya Bre.
Ajay Kapaya. Rebanda.
Imandiri Bikia. Shalarabasia Kata. Shabia Stellarabekia. Ayemiango Taya Bresh Telerebekia. Yabiaske.
Telebalapan Telebre.
Ibanda Rabakia. Ayelerebakia. Ayelerebakia. Imanda Rabasia. Ayelerebakia. Ayelerebakia. Imaya Salarabakia Staya. Ayanda Rabasile Rebekia. Imayakia. Shababandiri Bikaya. Shababandiri Bikaya. Ayelerebekia. Toya Bruce Tukutu. Request Takataya. Have you forgotten? Hey, that they arrested Peter and threw him into jail and said he must not preach again in the name of Jesus. And they delivered unto him some prison guards to keep watch over him by night. But the Bible says that night, while Peter was sleeping in the prison, the angel of the Lord entered into the outer gate, into the inner gate, and into the cell gate of Peter, and said, Peter, wake up, arise, and get out of this place. The angel of the Lord is sent to you. He will break through the barriers, break through the limitations, break through every kind of opposition that has been set against you in the name of Jesus Christ. And he said, Peter, arise and follow me. And Peter thought it was a dream, but it was a reality. God has sent his angel, because the church was praying. As you pray today, God will send his angel to deliver your marriage, to deliver your child that he will plant in your womb. As you pray now, God will send his angel to deliver your blessing and to deliver your promotion. Your situation shall change. Your situation shall change. The Assyrian army shall hear of an evil news. The enemy against you shall hear of an evil news, and they shall withdraw. They shall withdraw. They shall withdraw. The enemy will chase them and put them to flight. We declare in the name of Jesus that if they have come against us one way, they'll be confounded, they'll be confused, they'll be defeated, and they'll be scattered, and they will live in seven different ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will never be able to regroup. This This is your day of deliverance. The day of trouble has been turned into a day of supernatural deliverance. It's a day of supernatural salvation. It's a day of divine intervention. It's a day of miraculous deliverance and miraculous salvation. I declare, oh, that day of trouble and that day of distress has been turned into a day of victory. Oh, receive the hand of the Lord upon your life to give you the upper hand. Oh, that day of rebuke and chastisement and correction, the blood of Jesus has cleansed us and we are back on track. Oh, as for the day of blasphemy and the day of humiliation and the day of disgrace and contempt, may the Lord turn it around. May the Lord turn around your shame. May it be turned around. May your disgrace be turned around into honor and glory. Your day of trouble is over. Your day of rebuke is over. And your day of blasphemy is over. May the Lord set the highway before you. May the evil strong man be subdued by the strong man of Jehovah. May the strong man of the devil's camp be defeated today by the power of God in the name of Jesus. May the enemies become like herbs. May your enemies become like herbs. Oh, may your enemies become like grass on a rooftop. May your enemies become like corn that blast in the wind. Oh, come on, pray. Don't stop, pray. Lift up your voice, somebody. Lift up your voice in earnestness. For the effectual fervor, prayer of a righteous man, avail it, man. Come on.
I'm going to make a declaration based on the verse 3b of 2 Kings, is it chapter 19 or 9? 19. And after this declaration, I'm going to make you shout. The title of this message is derived from the part B of verse 3. I have just turned it around. And when I get there, I want you to shout in victory and receive the blessing. Now, what does the Bible say? The children
come to the birth and have no strength to deliver the baby. The children are come to the birth. Are you listening to me? And they have no strength to deliver. But today, I declare that the children, the household of faith, the members of True Vine Charismatic Church International, and those who are listening to us online, I declare that they are come to the birth, and there is abundance of supernatural strength to deliver. There is abundance, yes. Abundance, yes. Of supernatural strength, yes. Abundance, yes. Of mental strength, yes. Abundance of emotional strength, yes. Abundance of, yes. Psychological strength, yes. Abundance of physical strength, yes. Abundance, yes. Of financial strength, yes. Abundance, yes. Of social strength, yes. Abundance, yes. Of the wisdom of God, yes. Abundance, yes. Of the understanding, yes. Of God, abundance, yes. Of the favor of God, yes. Abundance, yes. Of the grace of God, yes. Abundance, yes. Of the glory of God, yes. Abundance, yes. Of the promotion of, yes. God. You are come to the place of birth, hey. But you shall not be weak, hey. You shall not lack, hey. Strength, you shall not be afraid, hey. You will not be discouraged, yes. You will rise to the occasion. Every, yes. Ancestral, hey. Demon shall withdraw from you. Every satanic power shall withdraw from you. In Mundaraba Shaya, Ayelerebekia Stakata, Shabia Stelerebekia, Ayelereba Kayabra, Ayelereba Kayabra, Ayeketaya Krakaya, Ayelereba Kayabra, Ibaya Saya,
Delabasaya, Ebreka
Shalarabakia,
Kapaya, Yando
Shalarabakia,
Kedibriataya,
Ayelere.
Oh,
Masakata, 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 Masakata. Oh, receive your strength.
I receive
strength to believe God. Strength to travel in prayer. Strength to persevere.
I receive
strength to continue.
I receive
till you see.
I receive
conclusion from God. Receive your empowerment to rise to the occasion.
In the name of Jesus.
We are bringing the olive oil in the name of Jesus. Dip your finger into it. Dip your finger into it. And anoint yourself and pray for yourself. The fear will disappear. The oppression will disappear. Premature death will disappear and come back no more. The enemies that have grouped against you, they will be discomfited. They'll be scattered. They'll be destroyed by the power of the Almighty. Place your hand on your head and pray for yourself. May you be empowered to believe, empowered to continue in the journey of God, empowered to defeat your enemy, empowered to have victory over your situation and circumstances, empowered to be crowned in honor, empowered. You will not lack strength to deliver. Your deliverance shall be of God. The Lord Himself shall help you travail in prayer. May your eyes open. May your eyes open. That you can see well. May the swelling in your ears be dissolved. May the swelling in your ears be dissolved. May the fluid and the pus coming out of your ears cease in the name of Jesus. May that unusual venereal discharge stop now. Unusual venereal discharge, let it stop now. We cancel every disease of HIV AIDS. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. We destroy anything that wants to destroy your liver. We curse the cancer. We declare you will plunder the goods of them that have plundered you. Are you ready to kill us, Taya? Are you ready to kill us, Taya?
I pack up, I tell you, I break up the rapper. He up, I suck up, I said, Taya, rapper. He cook up, Randy, he up.
Those online, continue to pray. I'm doing this series because about 2 months ago I went on a short fast, and the Lord showed me that there were some demons that can be likened to the evil strong man who has been disturbing people. Just one demon interfering with several aspects of your life. When they get you discouraged, then you are not able to pray effectively. When you are not able to pray effectively, they get you depressed. When they get you depressed, then they have opportunity to plant evil in your household and against your life. But today, the thunder of God strikes. The lightning of God strikes against the enemy, and God puts them in a state of discomfiture. Amen. Can I hear you shout, those to my right? Can I hear you shout, those to my right? Shout and clap your hands to God's glory. Secondly, on Saturday before we went to the woods, the Lord showed me somebody who was battling the demons. And one demon said, no, we have you. You will not go. Then they were saying something like, if you want to go, be banuba shewo. In other words, how do you say it in English language? Thank you. Paulo no blofowa. Come and bid us farewell. Look, in the matters of spiritual battle, we don't bid anybody farewell. The people who gave their lives under the ministry of Paul, he asked them to bring all the things of the magic and the sorcery and the elements that represent all those things, and he set them on fire and burn them. You don't take it back to them as a sign of respect. Respect God and reject the devil. And this demon was trying to struggle with the other person and say, you won't go. And I say, you will go. Oh, come on, shout. Shout, devil, you will leave my life. Devil, demonic strongman, you will leave my life right now in the name of Jesus. Can you put your hands together? I say, can you shout in victory? Because you will put the devil down. You will break his power. You will break his hold from your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hey, Kapia.
Some of you, business is just going to start coming. I can see it. If you know business is just going to start flourishing, come on, shout amen. Maybe it doesn't refer to you, but as for me, it refers to me. Business will start booming. Business will start flourishing. Doors will open, new opportunities will come, favor is set to be revealed. Some of you, your children will fall in line. No longer will they be disobedient. No longer will they join the wrong company. Some of you, your marriage will be set in place. Oh, your husband will love you. And your wife will also love you. Things will be fine for you. Some of you, your marriage is about to happen. And some of you, the child is about to be conceived. Can I hear the loudest shout? Matunda raba shile rebekia. Ayele rebekia. Ayele rebekia sala. Hey, hey, hey. Shande rebekia sta. Ayele rebekia speke taya. Ayele rebekia breka taya. Ayele rebekia kata.
Yeah. Hey, kakia.
Something good is about to happen. Oh, can I? Kwe. Inka noko, noko, noko. Nye jwenimbo. Mimbo koko, koko. No, hey.
Katili miriye. Yasuka baya. Pray, kakia. Jonda brakada. Eka no.
So something good. So some of you will get visas and ethics to go and rest. Yeah. For amusement. You have prayed enough. Go and eat in a 4-star hotel, 5-star hotel. And rest. And be served. And be giving a napkin to put on your ties or to put in your shirt and wipe your mouth clean. Na kan ni se no ka chimo ona oba pa. So some good things, I just sense them. People are going to call you and say, you, I find something good in you. Some of you are going to get new appointments, new They will say management sack, and after deliberations, you were chosen to head not just that unit but that department. I want you to take your offertory. You see, prayer goes with giving. May the Lord bless those of you who were giving here. Let me also drop mine.